Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Cervical cancer could be among the number of cancer diagnoses that were missed during the pandemic. St Vincent's Hospital and the National Maternity Hospital have said the number of new cases of cervical cancer diagnosed at the Dublin hospitals increased by 60% between 2020 and 2021, with figures for 2022 expected to show a further increase. Well, to talk more about this, I'm joined on the line by Rachel Morrow, who's Director of Advocacy with the Irish Cancer Society. Good morning to you, Rachel.
Good morning, Claire.
These are extraordinary figures, this 60% increase between 2020 and 2021. How concerned are you by those figures that are outlined in the Irish Independent today?
They're extraordinary, but they're not unexpected. We've been concerned for some time that people were putting off accessing healthcare due to COVID restrictions, and because, you know, out of kind of well-meaning actions, they wanted to protect the health services as well. And they weren't going to visit their GP. Some patients were cancelling hospital appointments, or those appointments were being cancelled by the hospital itself because capacity issues. And this has caused the effect that we see in the Irish Independent today, that there is kind of this catch-up phenomenon that we knew would happen, that people would return to healthcare, and sadly that if they were experiencing signs and symptoms but were putting off seeking that medical advice, that if this was cancer, may develop and may result in a later stage diagnosis or a more advanced cancer. And that means that that person's chance of survival and quality of life are reduced. And this is something that we know the former Taoiseach Micheál Martin raised the end of October with his parliamentary party, and he said that he was worried about an avalanche of delayed cancer diagnoses, mm-hmm. or you know, being diagnosed in 2023. We know that there was a drop in cancers diagnosed in 2020 of around 10%, so that's around 2,500 people. And I think that, you know, sometimes, you know, when we talk about statistics, we do forget that these are people who are given a worse chance of survival and will ultimately spend less time with their families. So it's really, really important. Our message is, please, if you are experiencing anything that's unexplained, unusual or persistent, please, please go and seek medical advice for that.
But even now, Rachel, that message is difficult for some people to act on because of the problems in our healthcare service right across the board, from accessing primary care, you know, a GP, to the hospitals in recent weeks, and in many cases telling patients to stay away from emergency departments unless they need urgent care.
Absolutely. The problems are not with kind of patients or people who are experiencing symptoms. The problem, the ultimate problem, lies with the health service itself. The health service itself is a barrier to people having the best chance of survival and quality of life, because there are these long waiting lists. They still exist, and, you know, it would be incorrect to say that they were as a result of COVID, because they pre-existed COVID. Now, they've obviously got much worse, but there's around 200,000 people waiting for a radiology appointment. So that's CT scans, MRIs, x-rays, and these, I suppose, these are people who don't have a disease diagnosed yet, so we don't know what's wrong with them. And although somebody with urgent symptoms will go on a kind of a faster track, you know, somebody who has atypical symptoms may be classified as non-urgent and mm-hmm. face very long waits. And we're worried about those people. They're sitting on waiting lists. They don't know what really the problem is. And we need to make sure that they're seen much, much faster.
And for women who have a diagnosis of cervical cancer, who are presenting with more advanced symptoms of that disease, Rachel, are there concerns now about resources to treat those women?
That's what the Irish Independent is reporting. And I think that we're seeing across all cancers that, you know, in the Cancer Society, I suppose, we had some level of comfort that once you were diagnosed and you were in the system, that, you know, treatment was available and there wouldn't be wait times for it. But I suppose the capacity issues that are facing hospitals at the moment mean that there are longer wait times for treatment. And this, of course, is a concern for all of us. And it's a huge concern for cancer patients. Our nurses on our support line are seeing much higher levels of anxiety from patients. They've seen it right over the last 2 to 3 years that people are really, really worried. So it's not just around the ultimate health outcomes of people, you know, who are described in that article, but it's also the psychological impact as well, and worrying, you know, could I have done more? Like, was I on a waiting list, and should I have advocated for myself? You know, these are going to be profound psychological effects as a result of the delayed care.
Despite all of the access issues that we have spoken about, Rachel, your message today is to act now. So how do people do that?
Our message very much is to act now, to try and get ahead of this as much as you're able to. And I suppose just to say, we are really conscious that the health service is under a lot of pressure, and the people working within it are doing everything they can to make sure that everybody gets timely access to tests and treatment. But for patients or for people who do have a concern, we're asking them today to please make contact with their GP. And if they're not able to get an appointment as early as they'd like, or, you know, they're not able to get through, please call the Irish Cancer Society on 1800 200 700. And we can talk about kind of signs and symptoms you shouldn't ignore. Just, you know, keep calling. And we can offer information and advice on next steps those patients should take.
Rachel, will you give me that number again?
It's 1-800-200-700, and you can speak to a nurse, and it's absolutely free of charge. And we just want to get that message out to please take action.
Rachel, thank you for joining us on the programme. Rachel Morrow, Director of Advocacy at the Irish Cancer Society. Now, we will take a break. We'll be back with more after this.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.